One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay, so let's do a practice. If I ask you, the price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No, the price of the train ticket is $20.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I didn't see the price of the bus ticket is $15.
So correct me.
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Okay.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Okay. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I didn't see that I can watch foreign I can watch Hollywood movies in the West Village. I can watch foreign movies in the West Village. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line at Highland Park, which was built on an old train line at 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is above the street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is above the 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloisters are a part of the Metropolitan Museums.
And the Cloisters is located in South Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloister is located in North Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents, the continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continents are composed of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, Rocky Mountains are located in North America.
Okay, please read us.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line, other lane.
Okay. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid line means the cars cannot cross into other lanes.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Okay. Is wildlife more frequently found in rural area?
Yes. The wildlife are more frequently found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas.
The main source of urban areas is the non-agricultural jobs.
Agriculture is the
main income of the rural areas.
Okay.